This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, seriously, I really do appreciate the time you're with me, with us and whatever. You know, with everything that's going on, and I know you want to, we want to chase every issue, every situation, but you can't. Pick a topic that's close to your heart. Pick one that you can get behind. And you know what I mean by that. I mean, if it's education, then start looking at what's going on in education, how you can help fight back, push back, whatever, back, to make sure that your kids are getting the education they need. Look, my opinion, first of all, the parents should have the right to choose what schools the kids go to, what kind of education they get. But I also believe that as far as, you know, public schools go, it's reading, writing, arithmetic, history, provided they do it right. They shouldn't be teaching moral values. They shouldn't be teaching about sexual orientation. They shouldn't be teaching about any of that stuff. Let the parents do it. If they're religious parents, the church should be doing it. Yes, you heard me. The church should be doing it. I know that makes a lot of pastors crazy. Right, and it actually makes a lot of parents crazy too. But it's a true statement. You guys really need to step up your game and start talking about this stuff in church. They're already trying to squelch you. Why do you let them do this to you? If we can't depend on, if you can't depend on your pastor, who's supposed to be your spiritual leader and teaching you, truly teaching you on how to live out God's word, the way God, you know, I had somebody try to start a conversation with me the other day, when I was talking a little bit about how you should vote. Now, notice I didn't say who you should vote for, I said how you should vote. And they knew that I was talking about Trump. And so they returned, I'm going to go by what Jesus says when he said love your neighbor. Really? So if your neighbor's a pedophile, if your neighbor is committing adultery, I'm sorry, you're going to vote for him, her, whatever? I mean, they love throwing out these terms like they have a clue as to what the Bible says. They see Jesus as this meek, loving man that never got mad at anybody, never did anything. They haven't read their Bibles. That's the problem. You know, I mean, it is out of control with squishy. That's why Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, you're gone. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I don't need lukewarm. You know, my joke is, don't worry about overdoing it. Remember, when Peter took the ear off, Jesus put it back on. It was that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I don't know if you've heard this, but only low IQ people are voting and supporting Trump. At least that's what the left would have you to believe. And now tonight I'm watching articles out there. You know, reading through articles, things that are coming by me, that basically say, you ready for this? This is just classic. Okay? That this is a problem with black conservatives. Why would they be conservative? Conservatives hate them. These people are so out of touch with reality. It's amazing to me. And the, you know, if you look at the overarching story of recent American elections, right, you're led to believe that voters of color, you know, who they long for a long time they've been told they need to vote Democrat. Right? White voters with college degrees are increasingly shifting to Democrats. And that white voters without degrees are aligned more with the GOP. But guess what? Those trends are changing. The numbers are changing. It's people are willing to speak up now and really tell you how they feel about stuff. Well, first of all, I don't know. If somebody called me on the phone and asked me what I thought about the voting, what I thought, who I was, I tell them Alfred E. Newman. Look that one up. There'd be no way I'd be telling people on the phone who I'm voting for and why. Because you don't even know in today's crazy world, you don't even know if that really is someone calling from that organization. They might be calling to catch you in something. Right? I mean, come on, give it some thought. You want to send me, you know, there's other ways to get informed about the show, by the way. You can text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. That'll get you some info. It'll let you know when the show's starting and who we're going to have on, that kind of stuff. Right? You can send, you can sign up for the email blast every week. Remember, it's not something you have to keep taking. You don't like it, can it? You got choice. I'll give you choices. I prefer you don't, but I'll give you choices. And there's just a boatload of ways to get information about the show. That's all. You know, I started talking earlier, but I never really finished it. Is with the DOJ, right? We're finding out that they, in the Mueller probe, they wiped phones. They wiped electronic information. Right, and the new records that was forced out there, you know, to be given, the records show that multiple top members of Mueller's investigation team claimed to have accidentally wiped out 15. There were 15 accidents in that group. So if they didn't even have the ability or the understanding on how to deal with this phone situation, then what else? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually being part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. And the only way that happens is you got to get informed. And I say this, I know some people get crazy with me. Don't spew the party line. Because, you know, we know it's the party line. Do your own homework. Right? You can take your party information, but do your own homework. Make sure that what you're telling people is true. Let's not be them. We rail against them on a regular basis, so we don't need to be them as well. And that's why I keep telling you guys, get your own information. Do a little bit of your own homework. Be able to speak to it and not just spew, I don't know, what the party said or what's coming across your Twitter feed. That really makes me nuts.
be informed, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, we keep hearing about how it's really only low IQ voters, you know, those people in the backwoods, the people who are uneducated, the ones who cling to their guns and Bible, that kind of thing. They're the only ones voting for Trump. And I recently tonight heard that, conservative blacks really, they've been brainwashed. They really don't understand what will happen if Trump becomes president again. I'm at a loss. I'm not an expert in this area, but I know somebody who is. Our Harris County, Texas GOP Vice Chairman Kevin Fulton joins me. And the new poll shows that a big chunk of people of color and white people with degrees, oh, my God, are behind Trump. Now, Kevin, that can't be true, right? That's got to be like a Twilight Zone poll, right?
Well, thanks for having me, but you know you're definitely never going to hear that poll on MSNBC or any publication that's out right now that covers the president. Obviously, they want you to think that the president's polling numbers are horrible, especially amongst people of color and especially amongst educated people. They want you to think that people are voting who have no knowledge of what's going on, and polls are just not showing that. Especially in the South, especially here in Texas where I am, Georgia, North Carolina, those states like that are along the South, they're college educated. The majority of college educated people are voting for Trump. Probably the good part of it is if you're college educated on the coast, a lot of times they've been indoctrinated to dislike our country, to think that the freedoms that we have are really not freedoms. I think there's a couple of colleges now even teaching how to overthrow your government. I think I saw recently there's three colleges
yes,
teaching
a
courses
class.
On.
Oh my God.
How to overthrow the government. So anybody listening, this is kind of the stuff your kids are getting educated on
with tax,
college off
with
of your
taxpayer
money.
Dollars, Kevin. Think about that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
God.
I like to think, at least in the South, there's some colleges that are still teaching, education the right way, and it's critical thinking skills that are being taught at those schools, and that's why a majority of college-educated people, especially in the South, are going with the president. And you saw that even when you saw everyone excited about Abrams in Georgia, and you saw everyone excited about O'Rourke in Texas. It's amazing the college-educated people who voted two times as much for the Republican opponent for those two Democrat superstars.
Interesting.
So it's not a uneducated group. The ones that are educated that are voting for Biden are the ones that are usually in states that are the education system, the colleges, you really have to question what they're teaching.
What I have been saying for years on this show, the education system, the reason our kids think the way they think, I'm going to blame it on conservatives, conservative Christians and such. We've given up our rightful places in education as teachers, as professors and so on. And then we wonder why they're going down the road they're going down. And when you see here in California what's being taught in the schools, especially at the elementary level, it's sickening. It's appalling. And I can't believe that any human being, no matter what party they belong to, would look at some of the stuff they're teaching our kids and really believe that that's age appropriate. I can't imagine that. And I got to tell you, Kevin, feel a little sorry for Texas because a lot of people are migrating from California to Texas because they don't like what's happening here. Hopefully, they shed that stuff here before they get to Texas, you know?
Well, I'm a California transplant. I was born in South Central Los Angeles. I went to school in out in California, and I left. I tell people all the time I left the communist country of California and escaped to freedom in Texas. So, I mean, we really do have to guard our border from people coming in and wanting to change the way we do things here in Texas and emulate what's happening in California, which the education system is failing there. The stuff that they're teaching people in college is ridiculous. I mean, they're teaching inclusion as long as it's not something they don't like, which is an amazing way to teach
it's not,
how to be inclusive.
it's not inclusive. Look, I'm on a school board. And I had to try three times to get on the school board because I'm the conservative Christian guy, and a school board has no place for conservative Christians. And the governor just passed an equity education act, so to speak, where now we are supposed to teach and make sure that our white kids, I mean, specifically calls it out this way, that our white kids understand the plight of the black community. They'll be writing essays. I mean, this is going to be a whole semester on how white privilege has taken over and kept the black community down. And I said, well, wait a minute. If it's an ethnics class, or if it's an ethnics class, then shouldn't we be talking about the black community, the Hispanic community? I mean, all the communities, right? And how they've been affected by certain things and made them crazy.
Well, I think that you probably should go ahead and tell them it'd be a great class if you teach them how the black community is being held down by Democrat policies.
Yep.
So if they really want to address what's going on in the suffering of blacks or Hispanics, let's start with the Democrat Party, all the way back to them creating the KKK, or advocating Planned Parenthood in black and Hispanic communities where they're building most Planned Parenthood locations, or them filibustering the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Yep.
So if they really want to teach the what's going on in the black and Hispanic communities and why a lot of them are living in low-income situations, let's start with the Democrat Party and work their history all the way through. And, hey, if they want to teach that, I say give it a thumbs up and vote it in.
Well, they were talking about, part of it talks about how the black community was promised 40 acres and a mule. And I said, it was actually the Democrat Party that stopped that from happening. Are we going to include that in the curriculum? And you would have thought, I dropped a bomb in the room. They looked at me appalled. But anyhow, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 from the great state of Texas. I got Kevin Fulton joins me, and he is the vice chair of the Texas GOP. And Kevin, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
No problem. It's great being with you. Great conversation.
You know, are we going to keep it? Are we going to keep Texas Republican?
Yes. Yes, you know, Biden's not even spending money in Texas. Every cycle they say, well, Texas is going blue, and you know we're going to put money into Texas, and they rarely do. Texans, even Democrats in Texas are not. You know, I came from California; they're not California Democrats, so they're not going to vote too far to the left. And you know, right now, well, I was going to say, you know, right now Joe Biden's kind of been pushed to the all the way to progressive left, but quite honestly I don't know where Joe Biden stands. And he hasn't been giving very many interviews unless I watch Cardi B. Other than that, he's not really telling us his positions right now. So
you know, Kevin, I ask, you know, a lot of my black friends that show up on the show, and I listen to Joe Biden. A lot of them have, you know, left the Democrat Party, became Republicans or what have you. You know, when you take Joe Biden, for instance, just take his history, his real history with the black community. You know, a lot of the racist rants that he's had in the past and the things that he's done. And when he makes comments like, you know, they want you back in chains and all, is the black community just not listening? Do they don't give that a lot of credence, or do they just see Republicans as such hateful people that there's no way they would vote for a Republican?
You know, I have not met a black person yet that likes Joe Biden. And that's the truth. I think they have been pushed to vote Democrat. You know, the media will they love pitching that Republicans are racist. They love pitching that Trump is a racist. In Texas, I always remind people that the Republican Party of Texas was started by, you know, 150 black men in Texas. So it's, but they like to push that narrative. And so they think they have no choice, but a lot of blacks think they have no choice to vote Democrat. But like Biden, I haven't met anybody yet that likes Biden. I mean, this is a person who goes on shows that he thinks, you know, panders to blacks, like Charlamagne the God, the radio show where he went on and said that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And he likes to use words like ain't, because obviously, you know, us black folk, we don't know regular English, so he's got to speak to us and use the word ain't. But that's the kind of pandering he does, and I think it really bothers black people, especially educated black people. It bothers them that you think you can only communicate with them that type of way, using some type of slang, and doing it only in places like a rap radio station plays rap music, or like I said, with Cardi B. Who gives an interview to Cardi B? It's beyond me, but this is the pandering that he does. Even picking his vice president, I mean, that was pandering. I mean, you pick a Slick Willie Brown's ex-mistress who put a bunch of blacks in jail for marijuana offenses in California, and then she runs for president and brags that she smokes marijuana. It's the whole thing to me is just, you know, sad but bizarre that people are even buying into it a little bit, this ticket that they put together.
Oh, and again, you're right. He is pandering. He in a short list, actually, really not a list at all, but when he was talking about his choices for Supreme Court, should he get elected, would be he'd be looking at African American women to man the court. And I'm thinking to myself, whatever happened to people just saying, I'm looking for the best person for the job? Black, white, green, red, Asian, non-Asian, whatever. How about just looking for the right person? I don't know. At some point in time, you're going to get irritated with all this, or black community will get irritated with all this, because it's pandering. You're right.
It's definitely pandering. And, you know, what I learned is just because a person is a certain race doesn't mean they're going to look out for your best interest. So maybe you should just vote for the best person for the job and the person that you think are going to further your interests, not just look at them and based on their race decide that's who you're going to vote for. But I think he has such a strong dislike in the black community that he's doing everything he can to try to pander to blacks to get the vote. Because here's the ultimate truth. If Joe Biden loses black votes, he loses. I mean, he absolutely has to have the black base show up. I mean, Hillary, if she had carried the same level of percentage of vote that Barack Obama did in places like Michigan, she would be president right now. The black vote drops for her in those states, and because of that, Trump was able to carry him. So he's worried about not being able to pull in as much black vote as Obama did in some of those swing states. And it's amazing. People think that, you know, blacks don't like Trump, Hispanics don't like Trump. But when you put up Romney and you put up McCain, those were both moderates. And yet Trump polls higher with blacks and Hispanics than both of those did. And a big part of it is he's offering economic solutions that, you know, resonates in those communities. So instead of pandering, instead of, you know, trying to change the way you talk because you think we can't understand basic English, how about just give us real solutions to problems in our communities, especially economic solutions, and that will resonate with blacks and Hispanics in those communities. And I think that's what Republicans have to really do, is get out there and talk about economic freedom, which is very, very important to those communities, and that's what Trump's doing.
Yeah, see, I don't see Trump, and again, maybe I'm just missing this whole thing, but I don't see Trump looking out yonder and going, okay, I need a black vote, so what can I do for the black community? Let's get somebody here to tell me what to do. I don't see him doing that, or the Hispanic community, or women for that matter. I think what he does is he looks out there and he says, where are we having ongoing issues? You know, how do we fix this? And I don't want to fix it for the black community. I want to fix it for everybody. I don't want to fix it for the Hispanic community. I want to fix it for everybody. I mean, do you see him as that kind of guy, or am I just dreaming?
I see him as looking at segments of society and saying, hey, here's where we have some issues. How do we fix the issues we have? And we can't deny that there are certain aspects of our society that are falling behind, whether it's because of it, because of education, because of its economic opportunity, because of, I love that he did prison reform. Mm-hmm. I've been pushing that message in Texas saying prison reform is important. I've always said it's difficult for a person to commit small crimes, get marked with the scarlet letter, and never be able to get housing or a job, because guess what? They're going to end up on getting money from the government and living in housing, because those are the only two places, only things they can get with a record. So we really have to look and see whether or not we're over-criminalizing certain aspects of our society. So I love that he's looking at, hey, here's a problem. How do we fix those problems? And they may fall heavily on blacks and Hispanics, but they're falling on whites also. And so let's fix this problem for everyone. And to me, that's what he's looking at. Here's a problem. How do we fix it? And I love some of the stuff that he's doing to fix those.
Well, look at the economic centers. I mean, look, let's just be honest about this. Some of the stuff is not like show-stopping ideas. These were things that could have been implemented years ago, and he just took the time to actually do it, correct?
Yes, he did. He just took the time to actually to do it. But also, I think when you don't pander, when you actually just try to fix the problem without, look, there's one thing you can say about President Trump, and that he really doesn't care as much about what people think about him in the polls. He just does what he thinks, you know, works and what's right. And so I think the outcome has been different in this, with this president, because it's not based on polls. It's not poll watching.
Right.
I mean, you think about it. When he ran for president, he did probably everything that they tell you in politics not to do when you run for office.
All right.
And yes, and he won. And I think, and I tell people, I think a big part of it is he was just who he is. He's just Trump. And I think people are absolutely tired of fake politicians pretending to be something that they're not in order to get into office, and you never ever know where they really stand or what they're going to do, because they never show you who they really are.
No, listen,
and I think
it's funny
people
you
just
say
want
that.
An honest aspect.
Yeah, do you remember when they were saying, well, Hillary's got 900 people on the ground, she got 90 offices, she got this, she got that, and they were all, you know, and Trump has no ground game. He doesn't know how to run a campaign. Nobody knows how to run a business. And he didn't need anywhere near that. He didn't spend anywhere near the money, and he kicked her butt. Anyway, got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Remember, if you want a text alert to know the show's coming on and who's going to be on, you simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I mean sincerely, thanks for joining me. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Also, really, look, if you send me an email and you don't agree, as long as you don't get nasty with me, I'm fine with that. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm a public figure. I'm on the radio with you guys. You want to write me? But when you get like stupid and you just use the party hack line, yeah, we're going to have a problem. And I'm going to read that on the air. You know, some people complained about me doing that in the past, but just be civil. We should be able to have a civil conversation, even if we totally don't agree with each other. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm joined by Kevin Fulton. He's a lawyer, but also he's the GOP vice chair in Texas, the great state of Texas. You know, my oldest daughter lives in Texas. She loves it there. I'm nervous because I'm hearing about how Dallas and a few of the other big cities are becoming more and more liberal as the days go on. But you assured me, Kevin, that we're still good and conservative there.
You're real good. The big cities we may have lost, but the surrounding, especially the small towns, counties, Texas is a big state full of small towns and counties, and it's still solid red. As you know, there is no statewide office holder in Texas that's a Democrat. So Republicans hold every statewide office. So
that's the pre-office to heaven. That's where I'd like to go. But you should do what they did when they kept the mafia out of Texas. You just send the Texas Rangers to the border, and you say, let me see your registration card, and you go, nope. Turn left, go north.
Well, we're saying, look, if they want to come, I mean, quarantine them to Austin. I mean, Austin's already weird and super liberal, so we're telling them, if you want to come, you want to be liberal, go ahead and just quarantine yourself to Austin and don't leave that area. So Austin right now is one of the few cities in Texas that are trying to defund the police. So we're looking at legislation. We have a state senator out here, Betancourt, and the governor. They're looking at passing some legislation to not allow cities to just defund the police. But Austin's one of the weird ones. So
yeah, that's just crazy. So especially when you see the polls, you know, they're all, and the Dems are so poll driven. You say, wait a minute, 80% of the people in the black communities want more police, not less. How do you defend defunding the police with all of that? But you know, I want to go back to something that we were hitting on in the last segment, which is education. And education makes me crazy because when I first got into education and I kept hearing it was all about the kids and it was all about this and it was all about that, and I really saw what was going on. I got to tell you, now, my district, the district I'm in is good. It's strong. It's good. And a lot of our teachers truly are, you know, what you think about with teachers. They love the kids. They care about them. They want them educated. But when I look at places like LAUSD who want to defund the police, they don't want cops in their schools. They go through this whole thing and you're saying, well, wait a minute, how does that help the kids, number one. Number two is, in my observation, the black community gets screwed the worst when it comes to inner city schools because you got the highest dropout rates in the inner city schools and nobody wants to do anything about it. The teachers go on strike for more money, but it never changes the education these kids are getting. When does the community wake up and decide, okay, enough, unions, whatever, get out of my way and let's educate our kids?
They really do, and you're right. The black and the Hispanic community is the one that takes the biggest, you know, beating for some of these policies. I look at schools in Los Angeles where if you're Hispanic, you can start ESL classes in kindergarten and graduate high school still in ESL classes.
Yep.
And to me, that's a money grab. You know, we can get more federal funding. You know, we can get different grants if there's a large group of ESL classes. And same thing with the Hispanic community. I mean, it's time for them to stop allowing school districts to treat them as cash cows without educating their kids. In the same way in the black community, the resources are not put into the schools. I love it. I think a few years ago in D.C., they wanted to extend the school year to help the students, and the unions were threatening to strike. They did not want... Right. So teachers unions, and look, there are some, I worked for a school district before. I can tell you there's some teachers who are great. There's some school districts that are great, but overall, there's a lot of schools, especially in inner city, that do not do what's necessary to take care of the kids. They do what's necessary to take care of the teachers and even bigger, the administrators. Administrative costs have increased across the country at schools as more dollars, because, you know, a lot of times people cry, we need more dollars, we need more dollars, we need more dollars. Where more dollars are going into school districts over the last couple of decades, but the increase has been in administrative costs.
Yeah.
So they're hiring more administrators and they're paying administrators more money. And I don't know what they're paying out in LA USD, but I would imagine, you know, here in Houston, they're paying about $400,000 a year to superintendents, and I have to imagine that LAUSD is around there, if not more. So the money is not going to where it's supposed to go, which are the kids, and the black community does have to finally say enough is enough. Either teach our kids or give us some type of voucher to take our kids to be educated somewhere else by people who actually care about our kids and want to make sure our kids are educated.
I'm telling you,
I'm a big proponent of being able to move your child.
Yep, give them vouchers, and, you know, if I'd even be, you know, I've heard different variations of this, but you want to take your kid to a private school with the voucher, and you have to pay the difference out of your own pocket, that's fine. But, you know, give parents the right to move their kid. You know, there are parents that drive a half hour, 45 minutes to get their kids to a decent school. They're willing to take the time to do it. I don't have a problem. I really don't have a problem with that. Parents will do anything to get their kids educated properly because they know how important it is. But you're stuck in a government school, and the way the government has public schools laid out, you are stuck. You could go to jail for saying that your son or daughter lives at your aunt's house so that he can go to a better school. To me, that's just, I know, that's almost criminal in and of itself.
It really is. And there are actually people out there in Los Angeles that will rent a one-bedroom and several families all claim to live in that one-bedroom just so their kids can go to school. And they'll get up and get on that traffic and sit there for hours just to get their kids back and forth to school just because the schools in their USD or their ISD is horrible. And parents should not have to do that just to educate their child. I mean, this is what we want. We want parents to be actively involved in the education of their child. We want them to be concerned about what's going on. And it is sad that we criminalize them having to try to go out and find their kids a better education. So it definitely is time for a change. Okay. I know there's big fights in California about charter schools. That's happening all over the country.
Yep.
But the best thing is competition. And if you give me a voucher and I can use it to compete and go to a private school or a charter school, guess what? Now you have to make the public education system better because now you have competition for those dollars. And I think the whole system will be better if you introduce competition to a public education system.
But you've seen it work. It worked in D.C. for a while until they decided, you know, when Obama got in, he made sure that ended. And then you saw it happen in Florida, too, where when they had, to your point, when the public schools had, when they had competition, everything changed. All of a sudden, the schools became stellar in some areas. So you're exactly right. You know, go ahead.
They do.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, all those politicians fighting against it, their kids are all in private schools, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. What's wrong with the public school system if that's okay? So, in California now, they're doing the dual immersion, and they're teaching two languages again. They're doing a lot. And they tried this experiment in the 80s, and it failed miserably. Okay, because if you want kids to assimilate, truly want kids who come here to assimilate, you don't teach them in their own language. And their argument is that the kids don't learn, won't learn this stuff unless they learn it in their own language. Well, then teach them English first, and that'll help them catch up. I grew up in a very, and I mean a very Italian section of Boston where truly some of these kids got off the boat that weekend. Okay, and they came into the community, they didn't speak a word of English. I went to a Catholic school. Now, the nuns would buddy up the kids who spoke English and Italian with the kids who only spoke Italian. And I'm telling you, within, I don't know, 60, 90, in a really short period of time, these kids were speaking conversational English. They were learning in English. They were speaking in English. And guess what else they were doing? They were taking that language home and teaching their parents that language so they could actually work and live in the community or outside the community, if you would. This seems to scare the crud out of Democrats. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think and a lot of it's in the Hispanic community because I've seen them teach other people, whether it's incoming students coming from China or Middle East or anywhere else. I've seen them rapidly immerse them in English.
Right.
And get them. Yeah, but Hispanics, no, they do it. They do it slow. But I think part of it's the extra money they get for having ESL students.
Yep.
I think if you get rid of the extra funding for ESL, all of a sudden they'll all push them to learn English faster.
Kevin, listen, a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me tonight. We'll have you back on. Always enjoy people from Texas. I feel like I'm talking to people of sanity. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. God bless. Bye. Bye-bye.